Every day we did something that made history back then with the union. Every day we were doing something, it was history making, a thing that we were doing. We're in the history books, as we all know. People are reading about us, and kids are going to read about us. It's something that never been seen in the history of the farm worker movement. We all participated, we all were there. We were the ones that made the union, you know. We all owe it to Caesar, we know that. But everybody played a part to build a union. Everybody talks about the march. Yeah, that was a big thing. That was a big thing. That was history making. First time that farm workers ever got on the road, start marching and go to the state capitol to see the governor, to tell the governor what's going on in Delano, because nobody knew about the strike in Delano. We had over 5,000 workers on strike, and nobody knew about us. Everything was shut down. Everything was, you know, it was just around Delano, and that was it. Nobody knew what was happening in Delano. So we went on the march. People started, you know, saying, hey, what's going on? What's all these people walking for? You know, why they're walking to Sacramento? So that's where the publicity started coming out, and people started hearing about what was happening in Delano. That was during the march of 1966. Every time they mentioned March 17th, that's when we started, March 17th. And if we all know about what is March 17th, do we know? St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day. But ever since that March 17, 1966, all I remember is not St. Patrick's Day. I remember of being down in one knee at 6 in the morning, tying up my shoe, ready to start walking. That's what I remember March 17th, 1966. And everybody says, it's St. Patrick's Day. No, it's the march to Sacramento, 1966. And they said, what is that? So that's what I remember about the march to Sacramento. I was the captain of the march. There was assigned to to be the leader of that march, and it was great. It was something I'll never forget. I'll never want to forget that day. At the beginning, 4 months, 6 months before we started on March 17th, Caesar would come into one of our meetings, the organizers' meetings. We would meet. Did you know we worked at 16, 18 hours a day? 3-4 in the morning until 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And he would come in at one of our meetings and he would say, you know what, guys? We need to go to Sacramento. We need to talk to the governor. And we would say, hey, it's not a bad idea. We can start getting some people. We can do a caravan. We can get buses and cars and all that. He said, no, we're going to march. We're going to walk all the way to Sacramento? Yeah, we're going to do it. And we all looked at each other and says, this man is crazy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So that every week something was happening. Every week we were talking about it, and then it came. And they said, we're ready. March 17th, that's when we set the date, and that's where we started the march, on March 17th, 1966. It took us 25 days to get up there. April 10th, it was the day that we arrived in Sacramento, on April the 10th. We went to see the governor, but he wasn't there. He was down at Palm Springs, meeting with Frank Sinatra, having his Easter, you know, party over there, and we were marching to Sacramento, and he was in Palm Springs. So we didn't see him, but the vice mayor was there, and he greeted us, and he gave us the key to the city in Sacramento. And by the way, I got the key. I have the key, the one they gave us in Sacramento. You want to see it? That's the key. Esa es la llave. Sacramento. This is West Sacramento. 5,000 people there marching. And when we got to Sacramento, that was over 10,000 people there waiting. No, we said we were going to march. There was nobody going to be riding. The only ones who were going to be riding were the ones who couldn't walk anymore. They got hurt, whatever. Those are the ones that could ride. But only maybe one day or two, and then they come back and join us again. But nobody would be in a car.
So you walked every
day. Every day. There were three times, for your information, there were three times that they wanted to to change our route. And I said, no, we have a route, we have a schedule, this is the road that we're taking. We're not going to be, you know, exited to some another road. What they wanted to do was keep us away from the traffic, keep us away from people being, we can be seen. And they wanted to keep us away from, you know, from the busy section. Yeah, kill the publicity. So there were times that they wanted to, you know, move us. So this is one of them where we're trying to move us around or change the route. Veces que querían cambiar la ruta, que llevamos para Sacramento, y aquí están hablando conmigo, dije, no, no podemos cambiarla, ya llevamos una ruta, esa es la que vamos a seguir para llegar a Sacramento. Every day, it's seeing so many people join. Every day, we would get people from different towns. We started out with 77 people in Delano. There were about 200 people that wanted to go, but because of health history and problems, and then we had to keep the picket line still in existence. You know, we had to keep people here in Delano. Only 77 people started up the march. But every town that we hit, every town that we went, we were picking up people. Farm workers were joining us, And also, for your information, that every town that we passed through, that we got there, we were dropping 5 cents, 10 cents, because the growers were paying more. They were seeing the marches were coming, and they were paying the workers 5 cents, additional 5 cents, 10 cents more, so they won't join the march. You know, I'll pay you 5 cents more, but don't go with them. But people said no, and people started joining us. We had a committee. We had 3 people ahead, in front of us, 2 days ahead of us, 3 days ahead of us. And actually, it was the union members that were being, you know, told that we were coming, and they were the ones who were preparing the food for us. The union members that were established some time back. What's that? And the lodging, yeah, their people were put us up for the night. They had room in their homes, they would put us up. But a lot of us slept in the parks. We had sleeping bags, so we slept in the parks. But a lot of people went into their homes, you know, by the union members. Or people that just wanted to help out. I can take a family, I can take 2 or 3 people tonight, you know. And they would feed us that night, and then they would pack a lunch the next morning. So, you know, the striker or the marcher would have lunch for the next day. Water, sandwiches, whatever, you know, they were waiting for us, and they knew how many people were coming, and they were preparing the food for us, you know. It depends. We were going to towns. Every town, it would start with maybe 6 miles, 8 miles, 10 miles a day. Depends on different towns. The first time we had to hit at the same, you know, for the same night, it was 18 miles. That was a hard one, because it was our first march, the first town, and we were delayed from starting the march in Delano. There were 200 cops, sheriff, police. They were stopping us. He says, no, you cannot go through. We're not letting you go. You don't have permission. You don't have a permit. He says, we do have a permit. We do have permission, because before that, 3-4 days, while the Senate committee was going on, I went with a lawyer ahead, and we talked to people, officials in every town, more or less in every town, and we said, we were coming, we're marching. Do we need a permit? Do we have to sign something here? No, that's okay, you can guys go pass through, no problem. You're gonna be at the park? Yeah, we're gonna stop at the park, and that's it. So no problem. So we stopped in every town, and we got permission. We went up to Modesto, Modesto was the last town, and then we came back. And they said, okay, we're ready. We got permission, we got certificate, we got, you know, permits to do the march. But Delano didn't want us, let us through. Yes, there were a lot of blisters. Blisters of love, they call it. Peggy McGivern, the nurse, she busted a lot of blisters walking to Sacramento. And she even told us one night, she said, I busted this one, and it was real big. And when I busted that one, it covered me like an ocean of a wave. She said she dreamed about it like a tsunami, you know. Because she broke a lot, it busted a lot of blisters, you know. So that's it.